I am Pierre Lumumba here at Kibenda Tea Estate in Limuru, Kiambu County in the Republic of Kenya. As we continue to talk about Africa, we focus on the largest island in the continent of Africa. In our younger days, we were told it was Malagasy, but now we know it as Madagascar. Madagascar has had importance throughout the ages. During the days of the commencement of exploration, we know that the European pioneer exploring countries such as Portugal had an interest in Madagascar. But let us backpedal a little to ask ourselves, how was Madagascar populated before it was recognized by the European explorers? History now tells us that the population of Madagascar is composed of people from Malaysia, Indonesia, and the Philippines, and of course, Africans of Bantu stock. Some even say that they came from Tanzania and what is today Mozambique. But when the exploration started, the Portuguese Dios was the first to recognize Madagascar on behalf of his country. But somehow, Portugal did not settle in that island, with the consequence that the battle for its occupation was left to the British and the French. And in 1896, the French succeeded in capturing the island of Madagascar and became the colonizing power until the year 1960, in the month of June, when Philibert Siranana became the first president of Madagascar. After that, there was political turbulence, and that turbulence emanated and reared its ugly head in 1975, when there was a change of government with a very famous Madagascan Didier Ratsiraka. And that, of course, was followed by Marc Ravalomanana, leading us to the current president of Andry Rajoelina. And that history of Madagascar is significant, that contemporary history, in order for us to answer the question, is it an island of opportunities? It has always been. At one time, Madagascar was actually famous as a ground for pirates. And what a convenient ground, because if you look at the sea trade at that time in the Indian Ocean, and given the size and the terrain of Madagascar, it was then a very useful place where the pirates could operate. But of course, that changed, and Madagascar today does offer very many opportunities in agriculture, in mining, and particularly now that we know that the resources of the sea is something that has become very important for many countries. Let us go into the area of agriculture. And the world knows that Madagascar is one of the largest producers of vanilla. And if that particular product were to be made the focus, then Madagascar could very easily be a country which is the focal point for that product, which is very important in different industries in the world. And vanilla has made Madagascar a very attractive to different parts of the world, whether it be the Chinese or the Europeans. And I believe the African countries and the African continent by extension will soon discover how significant vanilla is. Aside from that, we also know that the island environment does provide an opportunity for growing things such as coconut. And one would want to see that Madagascar actually focuses in agriculture because the climate can indeed support different crops which are known to thrive in coastal areas. And being an island and in an area where one can say with some degree of accuracy is almost archipelagic if you count the little islands that surround it, such as the Comoros and the Seychelles, Seychelles, which are themselves, and of course Mauritius, which are themselves independent countries. And if we move away from agriculture and look at the mineral resources, and we now know that there are deposits of lithium and cobalt, and in the new age, lithium and cobalt and rare earth are very significant, particularly in mobile phone technology, in artificial intelligence, and I believe that that in itself is a resource. And it is important to note that the population of Madagascar is a population that does not threaten the resources that it has, give or take a population of about 29 million, 30 million. And if you look at the progression, how the population is increasing, even in the next 50 years, the population will not have hit the 100 million mark. And I hold the view, therefore, that Madagascar can be an outpost given its strategic location for purposes of being a midway house with the continent of Asia, with a growing and thriving India, a growing and thriving Indonesia, a growing and thriving China, a growing and thriving Australia. Madagascar becomes very useful. And one can even say, if you look at what it offers, look at what Mauritius is becoming famous for in terms of offering offshore financial services. I believe that Madagascar can do this in a very major way and emulate little islands in different parts of the world in that regard. But that is just the beginning of the story. The real story is the resources of the sea. Since Montego Bay and the coming into being of the Convention of the Law of the Sea and the recognition of the exclusive economic zone, one can begin to imagine how the exclusive economic zone of Madagascar, particularly as it stretches into the Indian Ocean, it may be hindered a little as it goes into the continent, into the Mozambican Channel, in terms of the area that it covers and the potential conflict between Madagascar and Mauritius and Comoros and, of course, Mozambique. But as it stretches to the Indian Ocean, if one repeats, you can see the resources abound. Fish, offshore mining, the other resources of the sea discovered and yet to be discovered. It tells you that Madagascar indeed it does offer opportunities of a major kind. Of course, the weather has become a factor in the recent past, but I believe weather is something that can be harnessed and can be manipulated in a manner that is beneficial to the people of Madagascar. Another thing, of course, that one must focus on when we are talking about the opportunities of Madagascar is not necessarily the fact that it has resources or it has not, but political stability is critical in this regard, that there has been some kind of instability. But I believe that that is something that can be dealt with. And if it is dealt with, then what we are talking about is an island that can be very useful. And it is important to understand the significance of Madagascar also in the context of the promises that Africa has made to herself. If you look at island nations, and Madagascar is an island nation in this regard, they offer other opportunities, particularly in the maritime arena. How can we effectively use the ports of Madagascar to good effect? Some of them which can be the home of deep sea ports, and how can we use places such as Antananarivo as being the capital of maritime activity in that particular region? And I'm saying that if we ensure that the Red Sea remains an important place and the Suez Canal remains an important route, then Madagascar is very important in that regard as a seaport. So one of the other opportunities is maritime activities, particularly for ensuring that the continent of Africa is served and served effectively as it links with other parts of the world, particularly the Southeast Asia. Another important thing that one must focus on as we talk about Madagascar is her relationship with the continent of Africa. And when one talks about the continent of Africa, one is talking about the grand agenda, which we keep on repeating ad nauseam, Africa Agenda 2063. When we talk about Africa Agenda 2063, and we are talking about a continent that is in need of trade with ourselves, we are talking about a continent that needs to create opportunities for our young men and women. We are talking about a continent that is capable of improving her circumstances. I think Madagascar can play that critical role. And I am reminded and I'm aware that during the COVID period, it is Madagascar, together with the Louis Pasteur Institute in Dakar in Senegal, that came up with a possible cure for COVID-19. The Malagasy Institute of Applied Science came up with something that was called COVID Organic. I'm also saying that Madagascar does offer opportunity for research given the work that is going on under the aegis of the Malagasy Institute of Applied Science. And that is important. It tells you the kind of resources which can be used in pharmaceutical industries, because island nations tend to have these hubs, have these trees, have these resources, which can be used in the pharmaceutical sector. So in a nutshell, I've painted a very rosy picture of Madagascar, as if Madagascar were Shangri-La or El Dorado, the land of gold. And it can very well be, but it's always important to warn ourselves that even in the face of these possibilities and in the face of these opportunities, if they are not harnessed by dint of having a proper system of harnessing them, by dint of adopting modern technology, by dint of having collaboration with other African countries, and of course friends of goodwill from different parts of the world, then these opportunities and this potential will remain what it is, potential. I see a Madagascar that is capable of opening great windows for the continent of Africa in different areas, and one can count them down: the maritime sector, the area of production of necessary minerals for the 21st century in artificial intelligence and mobile telephony, in the area of agriculture, in the area of pharmaceuticals, in the area of offshore recovery of resources by utilizing the resources in the exclusive economic zone and the territorial seas, by way of navigation. All these things combined create an environment that is fertile for ensuring that the island of Madagascar plays a critical economic role in the continent of Africa in this 21st century and beyond. One hopes that this will be done, and it will be done in a manner that will unlock this potential. Of course, regard must be had to the possible threats, particularly during this time when there is competition for resources across the world. Madagascar is capable of being the beachhead of development in the continent of Africa going forward. Thank you very much. We continue our discussion regarding the continent of Africa, and our joy is that as we continue this conversation, new things emerge, revealing the continent for what she is. Thank you very much. Goodbye, and we see you again.